WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's mostly clear and 48 degrees in Atlantic. We look for mostly sunny skies today and a high of 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. In Southwest Iowa news, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa said Monday a 38-year-old Jerry Lee Dawson of Carson was sentenced last Friday to 14 months in prison for possessing a firearm as a felon. United States District Court Senior Judge Ronald Longstaff also ordered Dawson to serve a 3-year term of supervised release following his incarceration. On February 22nd, Dawson entered a guilty plea to possessing a firearm after being convicted of a felony offense. The federal charge arose from a traffic stop that was conducted by the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Department on June 29th of last year. During that stop, a 12-gauge shotgun and ammunition were recovered from the vehicle that Dawson was driving. The investigation into his activities was conducted by the Pott County Sheriff's Office, Pott County Attorney's Office, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, and it was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. News time is 7:08.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
The Atlantic School District's Board of Education will hold a work session this evening at the High School Media Center Room, and on their agenda for that 7 o'clock session is approval of any resignations, a closed session, an update on the Schuler and Washington building leadership teams, a report from Technology Coordinator Roger Warren on a technology purchasing plan, and discussion with regard to additional elementary classroom space. Governor Terry Branstad says individual disaster assistance programs are available for some residents dealing with storm damage in Fremont and Union counties. Tornadoes, of course, hit those areas in Thurman and Creston, especially on April 14th. The programs provide grants of up to $5,000 for households with an income at or below twice the federal poverty level, or a maximum of $37,000 for a family of three. Grants are available for home or car repairs, clothing, and temporary housing. Original receipts are required for those seeking reimbursement for expenses. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said Monday that several people have been arrested on separate charges over the course of the past week and a half or so. Last Saturday, 30-year-old Teresa Ann Brown of Atlantic was taken into custody on a Cass County warrant for child endangerment and failure to secure a child. Brown was brought to the Cass County Jail, where she was released later that day on $2,325 bond. Also on Saturday, 39-year-old Wesley Thomas Yana of Council Bluffs was arrested on a district court warrant for failure to appear for a child support hearing. Yana was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on $2,000 bond. Last Friday, 44-year-old Clinton Lee Ashburn of Greenfield was arrested on a district court warrant for failure to appear at a child support hearing. Ashburn was taken to the Cass County Jail and held on a $2,000 bond. Sheriff's officials say last Thursday, 71-year-old David Max Reynolds of Elliott was arrested on a charge of OWI first offense. He was later released on his own recognizance. Also on Thursday, 65-year-old Frank Ernest Cutts of St. Paul, Minnesota, was arrested after he turned himself into the Cass County Sheriff's Office on a district court warrant for a probation violation. Cutts was booked into the Cass County Jail and held on $5,000 bond. And 19-year-old Shannon Taylor Tedford of Cumberland turned herself into the Cass County Sheriff's Office on a charge of OWI first offense. That charge stemmed from a traffic stop which took place December 21st. Tedford was booked into the jail and then released. On April 15th, 39-year-old Billy Joe Perry of Bateau, Oklahoma, turned himself into the Cass County Sheriff's Office on a charge of second-degree theft. That charge was the result of an investigation into the theft from Cass County of a 2007 Yamaha sport bike. The cycle was later recovered from a ditch in Montgomery County, and Perry had been booked into the Cass County Jail, later posted a $5,000 bond, and was released. And the sheriff's office says on April the 12th, deputies arrested 37-year-old Isidro Renego Montoya Gonzalez of Anita on a charge of OWI first offense with regard to an incident which took place on January 30th. Gonzalez appeared before the magistrate and was booked into the jail and then released. And on that same date, deputies arrested 46-year-old Sue Ellen Shobe of Carlisle on a district court warrant for failure to appear to serve jail time. Shobe was brought to the Cass County Jail, where she finished serving her time and was released. A Council Bluffs man was flown to the Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha following a car versus motorcycle accident last Friday in Shelby County. Sheriff's officials said Monday that David Waugh of Council Bluffs was injured when his 2006 Yamaha collided with the 2011 Kia Sportage, driven by Kelly Klaesner of Harlan. The accident happened around 2:10 p.m. at the intersection of Highway 44 and Shelby County Road M16. Officials said Klaesner was traveling west on 44 and turning left onto M16, but failed to yield the right-of-way to Waugh, who turned into the path of his eastbound cycle. The vehicles collided in the eastbound lanes of Highway 44. Klaesner wasn't injured. KJAN News time is 7:13.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
And in our funeral announcements, Pamela Lynn Jensen, age 48, of Menlo, died Friday. A funeral mass for Pamela Jensen will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Nadine Wheeler, age 86, of Exira, died Saturday. Funeral services for Nadine Wheeler will be held today at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Dean Cooper, age 82, of Greenfield, died Friday. Funeral services for Dean Cooper will be held today at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Francis Keaton, age 90, of Redfield, died Friday. Funeral services for Francis Keaton will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Redfield United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Francis L. Elias, age 81, of Carlisle and formerly of Persia, died Saturday. Funeral services for Francis Elias will be on Wednesday at 10 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Persia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Vera Maxine Morrison, age 90, of Griswold, died Saturday. Funeral services for Maxine Morrison will be Wednesday at 1:30 at the Grant United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Norma Jean Southman, age 83, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Norma Jean Southman will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the St. John's United Church of Christ, south of Lyman. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Ruth Arlie Wigton Foley, age 94, died Sunday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Ruth Foley will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham. Norma Alice Wiedemeyer Nord, age 88, formerly of Adair, died April 16th. A memorial service for Norma Wiedemeyer will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Adair. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Mildred Betts, age 93, of Panora, died Saturday. Funeral services for Mildred Betts will be on Thursday at 11 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. And Jeannie Nancaro, age 92, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Jeannie Nancaro will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. That's a check of our news and funeral announcements brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland and Carson. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.